USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A 14-year-old who was in a North Hollywood, California department store dressing room with her mother was killed Thursday when a police officer outside fired at a man suspected in a violent attack. One of the shots went through a wall entering a dressing room where the girl was killed. Los Angeles Police Chief Michelle Moore said they will release critical video of the incident by Monday, December 27th. As the Biden administration was caught flat-footed without enough COVID-19 test kits when Omicron hit our shores, the president promised the American people he would have 500 million test kits ready by next month. But the contract for the orders have yet to be signed.
We have no concern about the contract being finalized. We're just working to finalize the contracts. We just announced this 2 days ago.
Major airlines have been forced to cancel Christmas flights nationwide as COVID-19 is playing a role. To check on the status of any flight around the world, go to flightaware.com. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. We are USA Radio News.
Here's a great thing to consider doing right now before the end of the year. Call MediShare and find out just how much you would save by switching to MediShare, the affordable alternative to health insurance. When you call, you'll get some good news and probably be very happily surprised, too. The typical family saves $500 a month, but you might save even more. It's so worth it to at least find out. And you'll see why more than 400,000 people are already members. MediShare is a Christian community that shared more than $4 billion in each other's healthcare costs. It really is remarkable, and they're very easy to talk to. And here's the thing. If you join before the end of the year, they'll waive your new member fee. That's another $170 you'll save. I'll give you the number here in a second. The call, and you'll get a price within 2 minutes. And again, the deadline is December 31st, so call now. You'll save even more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
As the crisis at the U.S.-Mexico border continues, border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership this week.
The surge of illegal immigrants entering the United States isn't unique to the Southwest, as the U.S. Coast Guard is reporting a 1,600% increase in apprehensions at the Florida shores since the 2020 fiscal year. Florida AG Ashley Moody explains what her state is doing in response.
We are dedicating millions to deal with the effects of this disastrous immigration policy. We're trying to determine how we can control those that are coming into our state.
Most illegal immigrants coming by boat to Florida are coming from Cuba, Haiti, and the Dominican Republic. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Lots of football Christmas weekend. Two NFL games are scheduled for Christmas Day and a full slate on Sunday. Merry Christmas from our family to yours. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Earlier this week, a select subcommittee on the coronavirus crisis held a remote hearing examining global coronavirus vaccination efforts. Here's some of that exchange between Republican Congressman Jim Jordan from Ohio and Dr. Marty McCary, a physician at Johns Hopkins School of Medicine.
What's the budget at CDC? Do you happen to know that?
CDC, it's about $9 billion, sir.
How about at NIAID? What's the budget there?
$6
billion. $6 billion. $9 billion at CDC, $6 billion. NIAID. What about NIH? What's the budget there?
Between 42 and 43 billion.
42 and 43. So I do the quick math. That's like 58 billion dollars. That's annual, right?
Annual.
Okay. And you know how many people work at CDC?
31,000 people between CDC and NIH.
31,000 people spending $58 billion a year. Why hasn't our government done a study on natural immunity?
If I can be honest, Representative Jordan, I don't think they want to know the answer. It would undermine the indiscriminate vaccination policy for every single human being, including extremely low-risk people.
Don't ask astronomers to choose between the Hubble Space Telescope and the new James Webb Space Telescope. Susan Mullally, Webb's deputy project scientist, says comparing Hubble and Webb is like asking if you'll love your second child as much as your first. End quote. Liftoff for the 100 times stronger Webb telescope is slated for Christmas morning from the coast of South America. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.